from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Highway 144 has reopened within the last hour. It was closed at the watershed due to a fatal accident this morning. OPP say the single vehicle accident killed one person about 25 kilometers south of there at about 8 o'clock. Ontario's Natural Resources Ministry says it's not a good idea to dump your used jack-o'-lanterns in the bush. They attract groups of wild animals to eat them, but among several issues is the potential spread of parasites and disease among them. It could also destroy natural habitat. Outreach specialist Megan Forbes says if you want to dump them on your own land, there are a few things to consider.
Feeding wildlife may attract the unwanted type of animals, such as black bears. They are still out and moving around, so we want to be careful we're not drawing them into neighborhoods and yards and managing our attractants.
Forbes adds that you might like looking at wildlife in your yard, but your neighbors might not, and habituated wild animals can become aggressive. We're up one COVID-19 case in the region. The Porcupine Health Unit says the new one is in Timmins. There are currently three active out of the 2,225 diagnosed during the pandemic. This past forest fire season was the best of times in northeastern Ontario, but the worst of times in the northwest. There were almost 1,000 blazes in the northwest. MNRF Fire Information Officer Isabel Chouinard says there were just more than 200 in the northeast. She attributes that to drought conditions in the northwest that were the worst in half a century.
And in the northeast, we had kind of a more seasonal weather pattern where we saw some nice, warm, dry temperatures, and then they would be routinely followed by periods of rain.
The official forest fire season ends on November 1st every year. More than 100 countries have pledged to end deforestation by the beginning of the next decade. The promise was made at the UN Climate Change Conference, known as COP26. The United Kingdom says the commitment represents about 85% of the world's forests. Experts say it's critical to limiting climate change, but warn the promise has been made and broken before. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau pushed world leaders to establish carbon pricing for 60% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. Trudeau touted Canada's carbon price as one of the most ambitious in the world. Finally, this afternoon, a bad Airbnb review will likely keep you from renting a space for New Year's Eve. The company says it will ban single-night bookings for guests who don't have positive reviews. In an effort to crack down on disruptive parties, the restrictions will be in play in 8 countries, including Canada, the U.S., and the U.K. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.